Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with the word of truth. We are a holy people.
Yes, we are
a sanctified people. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, and we're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word of God. I'm grateful for the leadership that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took. They were sanctified, holy vessels, commandment keepers. We're not caught up in a bunch of meats and drinks. We keep God's 10 precepts, and we are a holy nation. I want to talk to you today about the weightier matters of the law, because the law is yet valid, because the law is God's word. Before we get into that, we also have a poem for you from our sister Tatum, accompanied by our elder Miles. We have a number from our choir, Obey the Word. Deacon Darrell, Sister V, choir.
Obey the word and stand not high on the ground. Believe and not doubt. Leave it from my way and suffer loss. I
Oh,
obeying God's word.
Beautiful.
Which is God's law.
Yes.
They're called the Ten Commandments. That is God. That's who God is. I want to have a poem from our sister Tatum, but before that, our Deacon Debbie has these announcements. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. All you that hear this broadcast, we love to hear your comments.
That's right.
But give us some type of return correspondence so that we can speak with you or email you or write you. We love to hear what you think about God's word and this broadcast. Thank God for our sister Tatum. Poems are wonderful. If you're interested in those poems, you let us know and we'll get them to you. She also has a book. You might be interested in that. At this time, Sister Tatum, thank God for you.
I'm thanking God so much for the leadership that I'm under, and I'm thanking God so much for a perfect example of leadership through our precious Bishop Perry Boyd. And we are yet in appreciation, for he's worthy of all honor given, for he keeps us in the land of the living.
Thank God.
A very special time indeed to portray great love to a righteous seed. Every day is special when we hold God's anointed dear. Every day we do appreciate in love and godly fear. But this day is a special day we set aside each year to show how much he means to us in being God's overseer.
Thank God.
To watch our souls with love and care by telling us what is right. Through instructions and corrections, he keeps us in God's light. And we're so honored and so blessed to have a perfect leader whom God set up to direct and guide and give good food to feed us. So appreciate is well in order, and we love the joy it brings, great peace and love and security from the water in which it springs. So it is a very special time indeed to portray God's love to a righteous seed. He's worthy of all honor given, for he keeps us in the land of the living.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. I hope some of you don't have a problem with the word perfect. If you do, tear out the scripture, mark the perfect man. And you tell yourself, well, this don't apply today because there is no perfect man and there never was, except for Jesus. So you don't need that scripture, tear it out. And Paul also said, we speak among them that are perfect. You can tear that one out too. And there's others that say similar, and if you'd like to know what they are, get in touch with us and I'll let you know where they are. You can tear them out of your scriptures. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We refer to this scripture because if you don't keep God's commandments, and this is what the scripture is saying, you don't understand or know God. And you don't have the wisdom of God. I believe it. I believe the scripture, and I believe the scripture being rightly divided. I believe that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because that's what the scripture says. Now let's go to Matthew 23:1. Jesus when he walked the shores of Galilee, when he was here in the body of a son, his greatest oppositions was the preachers of that day. And before he came, the greatest opposition for all of those he sent, the prophets, and all of the anointed that he sent, their greatest opposition was the preachers. And the same stands today. And people are up under these preachers. And that's why they don't have the knowledge of God, because the preachers, so many are under, don't know God. Like the priests, like the people. We're here to bring knowledge as the Lord and all of his anointed brought. And so many want to talk about Jesus, how he held the little children and how sweet he was. And he was. As the song goes, he's sweet, I know. But he's also righteous and just. And he brought forth judgment, and he's yet bringing forth judgment today. And without judgment, you don't have the word of God, because the word of God is judgment.
Yes.
Now let's read Matthew 23:1. What does it say, Evangelist?
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples.
Jesus was speaking to those that were around to hear him. What did he say?
Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
He was talking about those preachers of the day. And so many say, all you do is bash the preachers. That's not love. Well, this is what Jesus did. Because it's the preachers that hold the people in hell. The preachers hold the people in false teaching. The preacher is the entranceway to God, and he is the holder of those that are in hell.
Yes.
And that's why he told Peter, the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee, because the gates are your entranceway to God or to the devil.
That's right.
And he was talking about these preachers desiring to sit in Moses' seat.
Right.
Moses was highly regarded of God.
Mm-hmm.
He was faithful in all his house.
Yes.
Moses represented mainly one thing, the word, the law of God. That's what he gave to God's people.
Yes.
And it stands today.
Yes.
Because that's the blessing for God's people.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe.
Now, the law is the prevailing factor, God's word, when it comes to the church. And he's letting you know, observe to do all they mm-hmm. say. What?
That observe and do, but do not ye after their works.
So your works do matter, because your works are your fruits.
Yes.
And the Lord said, by their fruits ye shall know them. He was concerned about the scribes and Pharisees having the word but having no fruit. What did he say?
For they say and do not.
Mm-hmm.
For they bind heavy burdens.
What?
And grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders.
What?
But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men.
Well, that's the same thing today. It hasn't changed. Of men. What?
They make broad their phylactery.
They love to wear these robes or high fashion designer suits, whatever you want to call it. What?
And enlarge the borders of their garments.
They love to let everyone know, I'm a minister. So they put the collars on backwards, or they all wear special clothing. Everyone looks just like them. Let you know, I'm a minister. They love to have doctor in front of their name and all these different titles. Read.
And love the uppermost rooms at feasts.
What?
And the chief seats in the synagogues.
What?
And greetings in the markets. And to be called of men, rabbi.
They love to be rabbi. Called pastor, doctor, mm-hmm. reverend. They love that. It makes them exalted.
Yes.
Because they do what they do to be seen of men. What does the 23rd verse say? Let's go there. I'm bringing this scripture because Jesus was after the holder of the souls.
Yes.
These preachers hold people's souls in their doctrine.
Yes.
In their way.
Yes.
And the people don't know God, and neither does these preachers.
All right.
What does the 23rd verse say?
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Well, he wasn't just necessarily hugging them. He was talking about these preachers. Woe unto you. Hypocrites. That's what
hypocrites.
He said.
Hypocrites.
But when we say it, one say, you don't have the love of God. Jesus had the love of God. Listen to what he's saying. What?
For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law.
Well, the law has not been done away with. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He let them know, you have omitted the weightier matters of the law. What?
Judgment.
Judgment.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And faith.
Because most of these preachers are telling you today, no one can judge you. Well, no one does. If they bring the word, it's the word that's judging us. But they don't bring the word because they've omitted the weightier matters of the word. They say, well, Jesus said just love. But the weight of it is the 10 precepts. If you love me, keep my commandments. They've omitted the instructions of what love is. And what people understand love is to be is carnality. That is not God's love, a carnal love. God's love is divine, and it's according to his precepts. For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And faith.
What?
These ought ye to have done,
and
not to leave the other
undone. The other
undone,
but you should have done this. Now let's find out exactly what he's talking about, because the weightier matters is the substance of God's word.
Yes.
Let's go to the 22nd chapter. 22 and 34. Right. So many say, well, Jesus said, just love. Jesus died for our sins. But you're omitting the weightier matters of the gift of eternal life. The weightier matter is to do it.
Yes.
Not to say you believe it, because that's faith. Faith without works is dead. So you've omitted the judgment, which are the precepts, the mercy, which is in the precepts, and the faith to do it. Because faith without works is dead. But how can you do it when they say you cannot get in there by works? You have to rightly divide them. Your works are your fruits that show that you believe God.
Yes.
22 and 34. What does it say?
But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence.
Well, that's what is happening yet today. God comes to put to silence these ignorant preachers.
All right.
That he did not send.
Yes.
Right. What?
They were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer,
what?
Asked him a question.
Oh, one had a doctor in front of his name.
All right.
They've gone to the school of divinity.
All right.
And it's a cemetery. That's all it is.
Because
they don't know God.
All right.
The school is a cemetery because it's full of dead men's bones and they don't know God.
All right.
And they ask questions, what?
Tempting him.
What?
And saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law?
Oh, wait a minute. He's talking about the word. It's called law because it was and it is. Which is the great commandment in the law? What did he say?
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
What?
And with all thy soul.
What?
And with all thy mind.
What?
This is the first and great commandment.
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds good. But if you don't know that love is keeping the 10 precepts, how can you do it?
So true.
Because the preachers say, love you want to just love. Love God. But how do you love God? What did he say?
And the second is like unto it.
What?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Wait a minute. So he said, the scripture says it's love. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And I love God. But without the 10 precepts, your love for God and your love for your neighbor is light. There's no weight to it.
That's right.
There's no justification to it because you don't know what to do.
That's
What did he say?
On these two commandments.
What?
Hang all the law.
That's where your weight is. That's where the weight of God's law is. The precepts hang on those two.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
That's where it weighs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Exodus.
Yes.
20.
Beautiful.
And 3. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have the 10 precepts hanging on the first and the one to your neighbor, you have nothing but talk.
Yes. That's right.
So many of these preachers tell the people love, just believe, but if you believe, where are the works? You have nothing hanging on that. You have no weight to your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
20 and 3, what does it say?
Thou shalt have no other gods before
now
me.
Now that means loving God with all your heart, that's the first commandment, which means you don't have any gods before God. God is leading you and not traditions of men and the traditions of the world. What?
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
That's what's hanging on loving God with all your heart. People say, I love God, but you have all these graven images. So that means you say and do not. You don't have any works behind it. You have no judgment because the 10 precepts are judgments.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've omitted the judgment.
All right.
In these 10 precepts is mercy.
Yes.
You've omitted that because you say we don't have to do it anymore. And you don't have faith because faith without works is dead. And faith coming by hearing and hearing by God's word. Yes. And you don't want to hear that you cannot make any graven images. That you can't take his name in vain. Read.
Or any likeness.
What?
Of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath.
Read the 6th verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. And showing mercy.
Now there's your grace.
All right.
Grace, we're saved. Showing mercy. What?
Unto thousands of them.
What?
That love me and keep my commandments.
Well, these jackleg preachers say, by grace ye are saved, through faith. That's true. But they don't take the part through faith. Because you're saved by grace, but grace is mercy. It's only shown to those that keep God's commandments,
yes,
that keep the 10 precepts,
yes,
who have a testimony, have weight behind it.
Yes. All right.
Because you have the works of the precepts behind it.
Yes.
Read.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
It said, showing mercy, the 6th verse.
Uh-huh.
What
and
is showing that?
Mercy unto thousands of them.
What?
That love me and keep my commandments.
And what does it say?
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
So God won't take or hold ones guiltless that take his name in vain. Other words say, I love God, but I don't have any weight behind my testimony or any works to prove it.
Yes.
And faith without works is dead. So you have nothing hanging on your testimony.
Right.
You have nothing hanging on the premise that I love God with all my heart, because you don't recognize you can't take his name in vain, make graven images, and that he shows mercy, and that you must remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
What does the 8th verse say?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
That shows that you love God.
Yes.
That's the first commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Loving God with all your heart means you will remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say about that?
6 days.
6 days.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
What?
But the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it,
what?
Thou shalt not do
any work. It's letting you know what day is the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 7th day. In it, thou shalt not do any work. What?
Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter,
what?
Thy manservant, nor thy maidservant,
what?
Nor thy cattle, nor any, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
Isn't that beautiful?
For
now, let's
wait a minute.
Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 1.
All
let's
right.
see what Hebrews is saying.
Hebrews 4 and 1.
All of this hangs on God's word. And if you don't have the precepts hanging on God's word, you have no weight in your testimony. And you are not obeying God's word. And you don't love God like you should. Hebrews 4 and 1. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank
Let
you.
Us therefore
Let
fear.
Let us therefore fear.
What?
Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest.
What?
any of you should seem to come short of it.
What?
For unto us was the gospel preached.
Well, wait a minute. The gospel being preached, the gospel is not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel is not that he died for your sins. That's not the gospel.
All right.
The gospel is God's word. Yes. That's what we preach.
Yes. Yes.
And the gospel is preached unto them as well as unto us. What?
Mm-hmm. As well as unto them.
Unto them.
But the word preached. Did not profit
because
them.
Because it was the word that is being preached.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was the word and is the word that's being taught. And it didn't profit them what?
Not being mixed with faith.
In other words, they said they believed God, but had no weight to it.
All right.
Had no works behind it.
All right.
They had nothing hanging on, I believe God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, read the fourth verse. What does it say?
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day.
What?
On this wise.
Now, remember, God is talking about the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the writer is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. What?
And God did rest.
What?
The seventh day from all his works.
What?
And in this place again.
And in this place again. It's not talking about the first day of the week. In this place again. What?
If they shall enter into my
rest.
So
when you remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you're entering into God's rest.
Yes.
And we're in that place again, the seventh day. Let's go back to Exodus 20. Let's read Exodus 20 and the 11th verse. What does it say?
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth.
What?
The sea and all that in them is.
What?
And rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath
God
day.
God blessed the seventh day, not the first day of the week.
All right.
But the seventh day, what?
And hallowed it.
He hallowed, that means sanctified it, set it aside. That means it cannot be changed.
All right.
Now, these are the precepts that hang on the premise, I love God with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God is letting us know how you prove you love your neighbor. What does it say?
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Now God wants to honor the father, which means honor his word and his precepts and not having gods before God, not taking his name in vain, and thy mother, but not your natural mother necessarily.
Right.
He's talking about those that carry God.
Yes.
We carry God, we carry the father.
Yes.
And if you love God, who you cannot see, you should love him in those that have him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can't see God, but you can see those that carry God.
Yes. Yes.
Honor thy father and thy mother. What?
That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Let's go to Matthew 12 and 47. Right quick. Going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm maybe rushing a little bit, but my thought is this. If you say you love God and you love in your neighbor and you have the love of God, you should have the works hanging on your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the weightier matter when you have the fruit and the works to justify what you say you have.
Yes.
Matthew 12:47. What does it say?
Then one of them said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to speak with thee.
Natural mother and brother. What did he say?
But he answered and said unto him that told him.
What?
Who is my mother?
Now he's letting you know today. Who is my mother?
And who is my brother?
And who are my brethren? What?
And he stretched.